Shalom, today's daf yomi is Zivachim daf lamed vav Zivachim 36, and today's daf yomi brings us to the conclusion of chapter 3 of tractate Zivachim, the chapter Kol HaPsulin. And on lamed vav amud beis, the Gemara ends the chapter with the following statement that Rav Chisda makes. Says Rav Chisda, margua bepume to Rav Dimi bar Chinina, that Rav Dimi bar Chinina used to say the following thing. Rashi to Sanhedrin tells us that the phrase margua bepume means that it was a teaching that he had heard from his teacher, but it was not something that he had seen in a Mishnah or a Braisa. And he said the following thing, Basar Pesach Shlo Hutzla, that if you have the meat of the Paschal lamb, which was not completely roasted, and the law about a Paschal lamb is that you cannot eat it until it's completely roasted, because if it's not roasted, it's not yet fulfilling the mitzvah, and so therefore it's prohibited to be eaten until it's fully roasted. Or if you have the lach metoda shelo hormo, the lach metoda is the bread of the Thanksgiving offering that you had not yet taken a tithe from it and given it to the kohen. The Thanksgiving offering is something that a person would bring if they had been ideally saved from death in some miraculous manner. The Mishnah talks about four circumstances where you have, for example, crossed a desert or gone across a ship or been taken out of prison or some recovered from an illness. So if a person has done any of these things, then the person has to bring, in addition to their sacrificial offering, they also have to bring four types of bread that the Torah calls chalos, rakikim, revucha. In addition to those three types of bread, which they have to bring 10 loaves of them, they also have to bring another 10 loaves of bread that is actually chametz. The first 30 loaves were bread that was matzah. The last 10 loaves are leavened bread. And from all of these 10 loaves, from each of these 40 loaves, the person had to first give four specific loaves, one from each type, to the Kohen. And the rest he's allowed to eat. As it states in the verse Leviticus chapter 7, verse 14, V'kriv mimenu echad mikol karban trumala Hashem l'kohen hazorekas dam hashamim lo yiyah, that you're supposed to give one to of each of these loaves to the Kohen who sprinkles the blood of their sacrificial offering. And the giving of this tithe to the Kohen, giving him one of each of these loaves, that is what allowed the bread to be eaten. So in that case, it's similar, it's comparable to the truma, that when you take truma and give that to the Kohen, that is what allows you the grain from your threshing floor to be eaten. So if a person, going back to the source of Rav Dimi bar Chinina, if a person has meat that has not yet been roasted, or if he has the bread that has not yet been tithed and separated to the Kohen as part of the Thanksgiving offering, and then what happens is the person comes along and eats it while he's in a state of ritual impurity, meaning to say he ate it when, normally speaking, if you eat something that's in ritual impurity, chayev and olam mishum tuma, meaning to say, even though we have a principle that a person is not obligated, is not going to be liable for if he's tame, unless he's eating something that he was allowed to eat. However, if he was in a state of ritual purity, however, even though he's not allowed to eat the Paschal lamb and the bread of the Thanksgiving offering because they are not yet in a state of permittedness, because the lamb is not roasted and the bread has not been tithed yet, nevertheless, we say that since the blood has been sprinkled, it's considered to a certain degree like they are ritually pure, and therefore if he eats them in a state of ritual impurity, he's going to be liable for the kares penalty, the severe penalty of kares. So this is what Rav Dimi bar Chinina said. Comes along Rava, and Rava tries to bring a proof for this. And Rava says, I'm going to bring a proof for this from a braisa. Says Rava, teda detanya, because we have a braisa, and the braisa states, with respect to a person eating sacred foods, kodshim, in a state of ritual impurity, Rava says that since the verse says about this, asher la Hashem, the person says, a soul who eats a basar from the shlamim, asher la Hashem, that belongs to God, while they're in a state of impurity, but the words asher la Hashem are extra. So what does it come to mean? It comes to include, l'rabos imure kodshim kalim tuma, that if you eat the kodshim kalim, the parts of this lesser sacrificial foods, lesser sacred food, the limbs of it that were supposed to be offered on the altar and not supposed to be eaten, but if you eat those things, even though you're not supposed to eat them because they're supposed to be burnt, if you eat them in a state of ritual impurity, you're still going to be liable kares
you're still going to be liable, Kari. So we see from here, says Rava, that this is a direct parallel to the case of somebody who eats the Paschal lamb or the bread of Thanksgiving before they're allowed to, because in both cases, you're eating food that you're really not allowed to eat. But since you're eating them in a state of ritual impurity, even though you're not allowed to eat them, we're going to say you're liable. So too also here, Afogav, Delav, Bnei Achilinenu, even though that these foods are not really edible, you're going to be liable on them because of tumah, because you're eating them in a state of ritual impurity. And so therefore, that is the parallel that Rava sets up. And the Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental distinction. Why? Imurei kodshim kalim chazu l'gavoa. So the reason why you're going to be liable for eating the limbs of the kodshim kalim animal that are brought up on the altar is because those things are really edible. They're edible, quote unquote, by the altar. They're supposed to be burnt to God. So therefore, you're going to be liable for them. However, Basar Pesach Shlo Hutzlu V'lach Meitod Shlo Hermu, the bread of the Thanksgiving offering and the meat of the Paschal lamb, they are things that are not edible yet. And so therefore, since nobody can eat them, as the Gemara concludes our chapter, D'lo Chazu Lo Gvoa V'lo Lehejo, there's a fundamental distinction, because they're not appropriate for God or for a regular person. And so therefore, it's not approved for Rav Dimi Bar Chinuna's answer. But we see from here a fundamental idea that the Thanksgiving offering, a person cannot partake of their Thanksgiving offering unless they first give the tithe to the Kohen. And meaning to say, when we're celebrating our gratitude offering, we first have to express our gratitude to the Kohen, and only after that are we able to partake in our own expression of gratitude, the Thanksgiving offering.